Okay, today's daf Yud-Zayin. We're starting on the bottom of Tes Zayin Lebeis by Tanya. That's right. All right, so Tanya, Gemara is going to bring a brisa where Beishamai says something similar to the one what Kuspidai said yesterday. Beishamai Omrim Shalosh Kitos Hein LeYom HaDin. Right, there are three sets of people when it comes to Yom HaDin. Toso says that the Yom HaDin here is talking about by Trias HaMesim, not necessarily by Rosh Hashanah. There's Achas Shal Tzadik and Gemurim. There's one of the purely righteous, right? So they have mainly zechuyos, or more zechuyos than averos. The achas shal gershon gemurim, and one for the people who are mainly averos. The achas shal beinonim, and one for the people who are the beinonim. Seems to be it's mechso and mechso, right? So I'm wondering how many people have exactly, 50-50 and half. So tzaddik and gemurim, those who are completely righteous, nechtavim v'nechtamim la'alt l'chai olam, Tosfos says haba. They're immediately sent to olam haba. Rishayim Gemurim, those who are evil, Nichtavim v'Nichtavim la'alto l'Gehenim. They go straight to Gehenim. Shneamar, what's a pasuk in Daniel? The pasuk in Daniel says, Shneamar, v'Rabim mi'yishenei admas afar yakitsu, eila l'chai olam, v'eila l'charafos l'dron olam. It's the same thing. V'tchias ha'mesim, when most of the people who are sitting in the ground, they are the yishenei afar, those who are in the ground, they'll get up and they'll be resurrected. There will be some of them that they're judged for the olam, those are tzaddikim, and there'll be those who are judged for cherpa and bizayon, right, which are the rishayim. And he says, beinonim, this is Beishamai continuing, beinonim yodim legehenim, they go to gehenim for a little bit, umitzatzepin ba'olim, and they get brashes on top of them, they call out, so akim ubochim, because of the yisurim that they can have in gehenim. They cry out for a little bit, and then they come out. So they have a little bit of suffering, and then they come up. Right? Shneamar, he quotes a pasuk, ve'vesi es hashlishish ba'ish v'tzarfisem kitzruf es hakesef u'b'chanitim kibichon es hazav hu yikra b'shmi v'ani ane oso. The pasuk says, and I will bring the third part, which I guess is the third, the debate on him, not the tzaddik, not the rishayim. I'll bring the third part through fire, and I'll refine them as silver is refined, and I'll try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, which means they'll scream out, and I will answer them. And this is referring to members of the third group, where they require this sort of refinement. They have to be put through the fire and be cleansed. And this is what Chana says, V'aleim Amar Chana. Chana said, Hashem memis umechaye. Hashem kills, he gives light. Right, Morid Sheol, he brings down to the grave, Vayaal, and he brings them up. So he brings them up, even from those who are in Gehenim. Now, Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel says, they argue on Beis Shammai, the Omrim, and they say that the Beinim don't go to Gehenim and Klal. Right, they Kodesh Baruch Hu, rather, it says, this boy, Yugim Omido says, Virav Chesed. Right, he's Rav Chesed, so he tips the scales for the Beinim. Right, he says, Beis Hillel Omrim, Virav Chesed. Right, Mate Klap Chesed. He tilts the scales in favor of kindness, so that these people in the middle should not have to go through Gehenim. V'aleim Amar David, and this is what David said in Tehillim. He says, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli." I love Hashem who hears my voice. And V'aleim Amar David, and David said again, "Kola parsha kula dalosi v'yoshiyah." The entire perek in Tehillim is, "I was brought low dalosi, and He saved me." Dalosi v'li Yoshia, and he saved me. He says that when they say that Dalosi means poor, means they don't have enough mitzvot. But nevertheless, Hashem saves them and brings them up. Then the Gemara is quite continuing the Brisa, I think. Yeah, the Brisa continues. Poshe Yisrael begufan, those Jews who've sinned with their bodies, we'll get to what that means. So Poshe Yisrael begufan, Uposhe Umas Olam begufan, and those are the people who sinned from the nations of the world, Yordim Gehenim. They are judged, and their bodies go to Gehenim. V'nidonim ba shtemasar chodesh, and they are judged there, and they have to deal with Gehenim for 12 months. La'achar shtemasar chodesh gufan kala. After 12 months, their bodies are consumed. V'nishmasa nisrefes, their souls are burned. V'ruach mifazartan tachas kapos raglet tzadikim. And a wind scatters them under the shoes, under the feet of the tzadikim. Based on the pasuk, Shneamar, the pasuk says, this is Malachi, Va'asosem rishaim ki yu efer tachas kapos ragleichem, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. So those are the people who are poshe Yisrael, Megufan, and Poshe Yimosu Megufan, they have 12 months in Gehenim, and then they, I guess their bodies are consumed and they come up. Aval Haminim, but the heretics, the Hamasaros, and the informers, the Apikorsim, and the Apikorsim, Shekafru B'Torah, those ones, they deny the Torah, the Shekafru B'Tchias HaMesim, and deny the concept of Tchias HaMesim, the Shepirshu Midarchei Tzibor, and they have, you know, separated themselves from the Tzibor, some take out those Girsa, because these are the people who already were Parshim Midarchei Tzibor, the Shenosnu Chitasam Be'eretz Chayim, they cast their fear over the land, they cause people to be afraid, those who sinned, and sins caused, and those sins caused other people to sin, like Yeravam ben Avas, who sinned and caused others to sin. So they are Yordim the Gehenim, they go to Gehenim, Vinidonim Balidori Doris, and they're judged there for generations upon generations. I mean, they don't come up so much. Right? No Donim Balidori Doris, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is in Yishayo, Psalm above. And I shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have rebelled against me. Right, the pasuk continues. Where's the continuation of the pasuk? Yatsu v'ra'u b'pigrei anashim ha'poshim bi, ki tolatem lo samus, v'isham lo tichbe, because you're not going to stop, and your fire won't go out. Vayu d'arayon l'chol basar, and they'll be like... they'll be like mocked by all people. So those are the people who are going to be in Gehenna for a long time. Rashi just points out. He says a minim. He says minim hanashim asher hafchu divrei elokim chayim l'ra. The people who the apostates, the people who flipped God's words. He says kigon tzedukim by tusim. So it seems to be here though that there's a censorship here because it said the other gears will say talmidei yeshu, which would mean the early Christians who kind of you know turned everything on its head. Okay. That is that. I guess the Brisa continues, or the Gemara continues. He says, Gehenim Kala. So Gehenim will these people, I guess, will go down to Gehenim. Gehenim will end. Gehenim Kala. The Hain Einam Kalim. But they will not stop. I mean, I guess, I'm not sure how that works. Gehenim will be over, but they'll still be in Gehenim somehow.
The private
Gehenim. Okay. Yeah, they get a special room, right? In the...
Well, it's sort of what it says in
Nashua. What?
It's more or less what it says.
Okay. What does he say here?
Yes.
He says, "Af b'shar sheyit batel ha-gehenim lasim lavo, heim yunen anshim la'olam." They'll still be punished. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'tzuram l'chalo sheol," their tzura will be down there, will be in sheol forever, I guess. "And their form shall wear away the netherworld, so that there will be no dwelling for him." And that is to say, Gehenim will self be worn away before the punishments come to an end. So why are they punished so severely? Because they put their hands out to the Zvul. You know, the Zvul is the base of Midrash. So their sins caused the destruction of the base of Midrash. Caused the base of Midrash to continue not to be rebuilt. Otherwise, why would they be punished now? I don't know. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Mizvul lo. Okay, and how do we know Zvul? They ain't Zvul al Beis Hamidrash. And Emar, but no Banisi Beis Zvul Lecha. But Leim Amar Chana. And of them, Chana says Hashem Yichatu Mirivav. Hashchana says the adversaries of Hashem will be broken into pieces. That is the people who do these sins. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin Upineim Domim Lishule Kedera. Their faces on the day of judgment, their faces will be black like the bottom of a pot, like the bottom of a burnt pot. I guess they're going to be ugly. They're going to be real ugly. Amar Rava. Rava is great. Rava always had issues with his townsfolk. Rava lived in Mechuza, and he always used to say that the people in Mechuza were too hedonistic. They liked the good life too much. So he says, Amar Rava, v'innu mishapri shapiru b'nei Mechuza u'mekayim b'nei Gehenim. He said, they'll include the most handsome, upstanding people of Mechuza, because Rabbi Rava thought that even the great people of Mechuza were wicked, and they'll be called the people of Gehenna. He says the people of Mechuza are going to end up be called the people of Gehenna. He didn't like his people so much. There was too much materialism, I think, what he's saying. Something that modern Judaism has to probably take account of as well. Okay, so Amar Mar, in the quote of Brisa before, where Hillel said, Rav Chesed. He said, Hashem is Rav Chesed, and therefore he tilts the scales. Right? Mate klapi Chesed. Right? Hillel said that's why the Beinonim didn't go to Gehenim, because Hashem tilts the scales. But the Gemara says, we have a problem. V'haksiv, the Hevesi es hashilishis ba'ish. But it says I'm going to bring the third part of the people into the fire, implying that the third part, the Beinonim, the third group, will go to Gehenim, at least temporarily. So the Gemara says, no, yeah, there, that pasuk is hasam b'poshe Yisrael b'gufan. That's referring to the people who do sins, poshe means rebel, the Jews who rebel, and they sin with their bodies. So the Gemara says, poshe Yisrael b'gufan. The Gemara asks, can it really be talking about the Jews who are poshe Yisrael b'gufan? V'ha amart les l'hutakanta. You said before that the poshe Yisrael b'gufa had no takana. They went to Gehenim for 12 months. They went straight, that's what the Brisa said. Right? That's kind of, and so he says, oh no, so that's talking about Berov Avonos. That's Berov, if they're Poshe Yisrael Begufon, and they have more sins than mitzvos, then they go to Gehenna for I guess, the 12 months. But Hacha, but here, that's when they have no, and it can't be fixed, is when they have Rov Avonos. But Hacha, Mechza Avonos, or Mechza Zechuyos, if you have Mechze Avonos, Mechze Zechuyos, and those Avonos include Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, then you're going to go down, I guess, for the, you're going to go down to, that's the Havesim HaShlishus Be'esh. Okay, Ispu Nami, Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, Hamar, Leslu Takat, Toki Leslu Takat, Rov Avonos, Hacha, Mechze Avonos, Mechze Zechuyos, Ispu Nami, Avon, the Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan. Last sagile de lava vesi shlish ba'esh isn't enough, so I bring them into the fire. V'im lav rav chesed matal klape chesed v'alein adavim ki after ki yishma. So basically, the Gemara says, how can there be a pasuk referring to the rebellious Jews? You said that they have no, you can't fix them. So the Gemara says, when can you can't fix? That's when addition to having sinned with their bodies, the majority of their actions are also averos. But here, the pasuk is referring to people just are half and half actions are half sins and half mitzvos. And those sins include Poshe Yisroel B'Gufan. It's not enough that they bring that into the fire, but I'm not sure. However, if their sins and their deeds are equally balanced, and they did not sin with their bodies, then, right, if it's 50-50, and there's no Poshe Yisroel B'Gufan, then the Rav Chesed tilts the scales in their favors. Right? Darish Rava, Rava makes a Darsha, Mai Diksiv, the pasuk says, "Ahapti ki yishma Hashem," right? Meaning the pasuk says, "I love the Lord," right? "Ahapti ki yishma Hashem," who hears my voice, right? "Ahapti," full pasuk. "Ahapti ki yishma Hashem eskoli tachanunai." Hashem hears my voice and my supplications, right? The Gemara says, "Amar Knesset Yisrael b'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu," B'nei Yisrael said before Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Emasai ani ahuva lefanecha." When do I know that you love me? That I'm loved by you? I know you love me when you hear the voice of my supplications, right? The pasuk says, "Dalosi v'li Yoshia." I was brought low. Dalosi was brought low, and he saved me, right? Afal pi shadala ani mitzvos li na Yoshia. Even though I'm lacking in mitzvos, nevertheless, it's nice for you to save me. Now the Gemara asks, "Poshe Yisrael b'gufan, my nihu." What are these? Who are these people who are Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan? So the Gemara gives a specific mitzvah that they don't do. Right? So Amarav Karkapata Delomanach Tfilin. It's talking about a skull or a forehead that never, with machlokas, that doesn't wear tfilin. We know what tfilin. I thought it'd be other. So someone who doesn't put on tfilin, that's going to the Poshe Yisrael. So the question is, what does that mean? They never puts on tfilin. He didn't put on tfilin once. He takes off his tfilin during the day. Right? Tosho says. Also says Karpato de lo manach tefillin. He says im osik v'Torah. If he's learning Torah, then kimaniach tefillin dami. That's as if you're wearing tefillin. So if you take off your tefillin to learn, that's okay. Davar mechilta quotes the brisa. Osik v'Torah. Someone who's learning Torah pater mina tefillin is also pater from tefillin. So that person can't be a poshe Yisrael. And then Rabbeinu Tam says mefarish dehacha kishahamitzah bezuyalav. It's talking about a person who just is disgusted by the mitzvah of tefillin, right? She megunos alav ritzuo shel tefillin sheberosho. He doesn't want to wear tefillin because he thinks that the mitzvah is disgusting. Aval im yarei laniach, if he's afraid to put on tefillin mishum de ve'inon gufnaki, because tefillin requires you to have a clean body, right? Kelisha v'aknafayim, kedisha b'reish b'matomim, v'udoe kol shah shemelo yuchal yizar l'shomer v'tar v'kedusha. So he's concerned he won't be able to maintain the proper level of kedusha to wear the tefillin. Havada ain't allowed din poshe yisrael begufan. That person doesn't have a din poshe yisrael begufan. The kol hani v'shemaisin v'shelo asa tshuva. And he says all these things that we're talking about in this whole sugya, it's only if you didn't do tshuva. Tshuva is the great equalizer. Aval asa tshuva, amrina b'yom, what the tshuva tola u'misa m'markekas. Tshuva is going to tola, and misa will wipe you out. So here, Tosa says that karkpasa, the lomar of tefillin, really means someone who just is disgusted by tefillin. The Rif says it's someone who never wore tefillin ever. Same idea, that they never wore tefillin ever. So that's poshe yisrael begufan. And what's poshe umas olam begufan? Those Rav says that those are Amarav ba'avera. Those are engaged in sin. Sin is a euphemism for illicit sexual relations. I'm not sure why that doesn't apply to poshe yisrael begufan also. But the Gemara says that was then the Gemara had listed the people who have go to Gehenna. Is shenasnu kititzav be'eretz chayim. They cast their fear over the people, over the living. They've caused people to be afraid. So Amar Chizda, who's that? Zeh Parnas. This is returning to a leader of the community. Hamatil ema yisir al tzibor shelo l'shem shemayim. He makes people be excessively afraid of him, not for the right reasons. A number of Yehuda Amarav, so he says, kol parnas hamatil ema yisir al tzibor shelo l'shem shemayim. Whoever does this, who makes the community afraid of him, but not for the sake of heaven, eino ro'eb ben tamid chacham. His punishment will be that he will never see a child who's a Talmud Chacham. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Iov, Lachain yiru'uhu anoshim, men do therefore fear him. Lo yir'e kol chachmei lev. He sees not anyone who are wise of heart. So people fear him. He doesn't see anybody who's going to be a Talmud Chacham. Fine. Okay, the Brisa said, Vesil Omrim v'Rav Chesed. Right? But again, he had Rav Chesed, his plenty of kindness, and that tilts the scales, right? Rav Chesed, Mate Klape Chesed. So Hechi Ovid, this is interesting. How does he tilt the scales? There's two ways to tilt the scales. You can push one side down, or you can pull it up. Right? So we want the merits, the mitzvot, to be down. So either he can place his hand on the mitzvot side and push the scale down that way, and therefore that side's heavier. Or he can put his hand under the Avera side and lift those up, and then automatically the other side goes down. What the nafkamin is, I don't know, but that's what he says. Beisil Omer v'Rav Chesed, he tilts the scales. So the Gemara says, Hechi Avid, how did he do it? Rabbi Lezer Omer Kovsho. Rabbi Lezer says he pushes down on the side of the mitzvos, tipping the scales in their favor that way. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kovsho, Shenemar, Yashuv Yirachamenu, Yichvosh Avonoseinu. He will have compassion and he will push down our sins. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Omer Nosei. He says that he bears, which means he lifts. He raises the size of the sins. Shenemar Nosei Avon Gover Pesha. That he bears, he's Nosei, the sin, and he forgives the Averos. What's the difference? I'm not sure. Okay. Tanya Debray Rabbi Shmuel. Right, so now, Brisa was taught in the base Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. It says that Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, again, part of talking about the Yugim Aminos. Yugim Aminos are always difficult to understand because you have to figure out what are actually the 13. Different Rishonim, put the commas in different places. Hashem Hashem, right away, is that one or is that two? Tosfos Sama Beis will say that it's two, but some say it's one, so you have to figure out which are the Yugim Aminos. So, in time of the Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, V'chein Hi Amida, that is the Mida of mercy, Amar Rava, Avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak. Right, so the Rabbi Shmuel said in the Brisa, he overlooks each and every first transgression. Mavir Rishon Rishon. So the first time, it's like you get a freebie. The first time you do an Avera, you're okay. Right, he looks over it. B'chein hi hamida. And that's mida, I guess that means mercy. And amarabba va'avon atzman in nimchak. But it's not that Avera is completely wiped away. It's sort of put in the corner. It's in a nimchak. The ikarub avonos ma'akshi v'adayu. Because if you still have many sins, and you didn't learn your lesson, Hashem will pull that Avera out, that Rishon Rishon will pull that Avera out, and I'll put it in the Cheshbon. So just, you get sort of a free pass, so long as you do the right thing afterwards. But if you keep doing it, then it's going to count against you. Fine. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Chalosh. So I have a story now, that Rav Huna Breid Rav if Yeshua got sick, Al Rapapa Lishuebe, so Rapapa comes to do Bikur Cholim, Chazei Dechalish Le Alma, he saw he's about to die. He's about to die, he says to him, Amalahu, he says to the people in the house, Tzivishli Zavdosa, bring me for him his provisions for the way, which means bring me his tachrikrin, bring me his shrouds, right? L'sof itpach, and then he got better. So now Rapuna got better. So Habim Mitzvah, Rapapa Mitzvah. So Rapapa was embarrassed to see him because he counted him down, counted him out. He thought he was dead. So Amr Lay. So those around said to Rahuna, who's about to die, Machazis, what did you see when you were about to die? Like all of a sudden you were saved. Amr Lahu. So he says back to them, In you're right, Hachi Habe. That was the case. I was supposed to die. V'Amaluhu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to my defense in the Beis Din Jalala. He says, Hoil v'lo mokim b'milei. Did I skip something? I skipped the whole important thing. Okay, let's go back.
No, you didn't.
I did. Rabba Amar. Skip. I went after we said Igi Garoba Vonos Machshav Adayo. Then the Gemara said, Kol Ha-Mavir Al-Midosav. Somebody who is Mavir Al-Midosav. It means somebody who forgives things. People do things to him and he's a Mavater. He lets things slide. Kol Ha-Mavir Al-Midosav. Ma'avir lo apshav, and the Midas Adim leaves them alone also. You're not harsh with other people. You let things slide, so they let things slide with you. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Nosei Avon, if you bear the iniquity, they'll bear all Pesha. Me, Nosei Avon, who does Hashem not be medactic to punish them, he bears their sin, Lemisha over Pesha. He does that to somebody who's Mavir on his Midos, he doesn't let things slide, right? Whose sins does he bear? The sins of one who forgoes his reckonings. Right, he doesn't worry himself. And then we have the story. So Rav Huna brings up Shul Chalash, Al Rav Papu Shulei, Bei Chazal the Chalash Le Alma, Amr Lhu Tzivisha Le Zavada, Ta, Lesof Iftach, Hayim Mifsach Rav Papu Lemechzei, Amri Lei, Mai Chazis, So Amr Lhu, he said that to me, In Hachi Ave, I was supposed to die, Vram Lhu Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ho Yav Lo Mokim B'Milei, since he's Mavril Midosav, he doesn't really consider, he's Mivater a lot, so he doesn't deal with others harshly, Ho Yav Lo Mokim B'Milei, Lo takum b'hadei. Don't be so medactic after him. So the base didn't let him go. Right? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, No se'avon b'mero pesha, l'mi no se'avon. Who is the Kadosh Baruch who bears your iniquities? Is the one who's over pesha, who's ma'avir al midosav, and lets other things slide. Okay. Then, so the pasuk is, Mi'al kamocha, right? So Mi'al kamocha, no se'avon b'mero pesha. And then it says, L'she'eris nach laso. Right? She'eris nach laso was for the remnant of his inheritance. Meaning, it's not for everybody. It's only for the leftovers. Right, so Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Al Yov Kotzba. This pasuk is like a fat tail, which is really a good thing, but has a thorn in it because it's something that sounds. The pasuk sounds something that's really nice, and then there's this little thing, Sheiris Nachlaso, as if it has a thorn in it. L'Sheiris Nachlaso, which are those are the remnants of his inheritance. V'lo L'Chol Nachlaso, and not for everybody. Kadosh Baruch was not Nose Avon for everybody. Rather, L'Mis Shemesim Atzmo Kishirayim. He's only No Se'avon for the people who make themselves out as a remainder. They don't make themselves out to not be so important. They're Mevater. Okay. Okay, now Rahuna Rami. Rahuna brings a contradiction between two, it's actually the same Pasuk. It's two halves of a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Sadiq Hashem Bechol Derachav. The Lord is righteous. He's Sadiq in all his ways. That indicates that Hashem acts with justice, with Tzedek. Tzedek is righteousness. Right, that's where the lashon of tzedakah comes from. Tzedakah is not chesed. Tzedakah is tzedek. It's min hadin. And the Orchaim says, the Orchaim Emor says that tzedakah is min hadin. Really, what it means is Hashem gave you extra money that's not yours. You're supposed to. You're obligated to give it to somebody else because Hashem he's just reapportioning where the money's supposed to go. But really, it's not yours. Al pidin, you have to give it to somebody away. To give it away. That's why tzedakah is the lashon of tzedek, which is righteousness as opposed to the lashon of chesed. So Rav Huna Rami, Ksiv Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav, V'Ksiv, and then he says, V'Chasid Bechol Masav. So on one hand it says Tzadik, and then it says Chesed. So the Gemara says, V'Tchila Tzadik V'Sof Chesed. So it is that he is initially, when he's supposed to start the judgment, he does it with Tzidkus, with righteousness, but in the end, at the time of punishment, then he's Chesed, then he's gracious, and he's a little more Mekil. Right? Rav Lezer Rami, Rav Lezer says, the Pasuk says also, L'cha Hashem Chesed, your Chesed, Uksiv ki atah tishalem liish kimaseyu, that you render to a man according to his deeds, which means you do exactly midas hadin. So again, batchila ki atah shalem maseyu, initially, when you do the judgment, you do kamidas hadin, but at the end, when you do the punishment, lasof, it's Rav Chesed, you do it with kindness, you do it with righteousness. Ilfei, okay, ilfei, the amrle ilfa, and some say it's ilfa rami. You also ask the contradiction. It says Rav Chesed, which implies that that your kindness, which means you try to, you know, you have your little more mako, uksiv the emes. It's Rav Chesed and emes. And emes is truth. Truth is unwavering. So how can you be both? Again, b'tchil v'emes, b'sof Rav Chesed. Initially, it's Rav Chesed. Initially, it's emes, and at the end, it's Rav Chesed. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes the rest of the Yugim Umidos. It says, "Vayavor Hashem al panav v'yikra." Right, the Lord passed before him, before Moshe, and called out. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ilmole mikra kasev." Had it not been for the fact that the pasuk states this, "Ef shala omro." It'd be impossible to say this, because it'd be sort of like insulting to Hashem. Milamed, it teaches us that Vayavor Hashem al panav v'yikra. Milamed. It seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus like the Chazan, the Shil Tzibor. The Herald of Moshe say the Tefillah and showed to Moshe the structure, the order of the Tefillah. And Amar Lo, when he said to him, Kolz Man Shisrael Chotim, anytime or whenever the Jewish people sin, Yasu the Panaika Seder Azeh, let them act before me in accordance with this, meaning the Shliach Tzibor should wrap himself up in the talus and he should say, Vani mochalehem, and he should say the Yugim Omidos, and then I will forgive him. Which is one of the sources why we cover our head. It's supposed to be wrapped in the talus. Then the pasuk says Hashem Hashem, which I mentioned before, is that one midos, is that two midos. So Hashem Hashem, so is the Lord, I guess. Ani hu kodem sheyechta adam, right? I am him. I'm Hashem before a person sins. Vani hu la'achar sheyechta adam, and I'm also him after a person sins. Right, so I'm Hashem before and after, meaning I'm not going to recall your sins. Right, v'yaseh tshuva el rachel v'chanan, and he continues the rest of it. So Hashem, he's like Rav Tosfos points out, or Rabbi Tam, the shdei shemos harishonim heim shnei midos. It's two midos. Hashem, that counts as two. So he's basically saying that I am Hashem before he sins, and I am Hashem after he sins. I don't push you away just because you did an avera. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Bris Krusa L'Shloser Midos, there is a covenant that was made based on the Yud Gimel Midos, She'elan Chozrim Reikon. If you say them, I think it means more than say them, if you believe in them and you say them intently, you'll not be returned empty-handed. You're going to be answered, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Anochi Koris Bris. Right, that's the Pasuk there, and when it talks about the Yud Gimel Midos, I'm making this covenant. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Gedola Teshuva, Teshuva is great, Shemikaras Zardino Shal Adam. Shuva is so good that it can even tear up the sentence. Not only before the Gzardin, but even after the Gzardin, Shuva can rip up the Gzardin. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hashemain Lev Ha'amazeh, V'oznav Hachbeid, Ve'enav Hashef, Pein Yereb Be'enav, U'baznav Yishma, U'lavo Yavin, V'shav Erafalo. His heart will be, the people are going to be fat. Their ears are heavy. They put smear over their eyes. They don't see with their eyes. They don't understand with their heart. And nevertheless, they're going to return and be healed. So you see that tshuva, even though you have this gzar din, if they return and they do tshuva, they're going to be healed from all the averus. The Gemara says, well, who says that this pasuk is talking about after gzar din? There's a time period where you do the avera, the gzar din is a little bit later. So maybe this is saying that you're going to be healed if you do tshuva before the gzar din. But once the gzar din is made, who says the gzar din gets torn up? Gzar din is a gzar din. So I'm going to publish by it. Dim lifnei gzar din. Amar Leih says no. It says urefal lo, and you're going to be healed. What requires healing, right? Have a omer ze gzar din. Eze darvish tzar kafua. What requires healing? That's the gzar din. The gzar din requires the healing. Okay. So now we're going to ask a bunch of questions on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that tshuva works even to tear up the gzar din. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks questions now. The pasuk says Hashav ben Tayim, the one who does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mochlim lo, he is forgiven. Lo shav ben Tayim, if he doesn't do tshuva between in the Aseres Shemei Tshuva, afilu hevi kol elin devayoshev olam, even if he brings all of the rams and the vayos, all these karbanos, ain mochim lo, He's not forgiven. So you see here that tshuva doesn't work after the Gzar Din, right? The Gzar Din is Yom Kippur, and here he says the tshuva doesn't work after the Gzar Din. So he answers, Lukasha ha, this braisa that says that it only works called in Gzar Din is by a yachin. Laha, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the tzibor. If you have, that's supposed to make part of the tzibor, down with the minion, you're part of a group, and you have a better chance of, even your Gzar Din can be torn up in the tzibor. So the Mara says, Mesve, oh, so that's really the case. Is that really true that, I guess, that the Gzar Din of a tzibor is not, can be torn up after Tshuva can tear up the Gzar Din of a tzibor? Mesve, the pasuk in Dvarim, Perkid Aleph, it says, Tamid, Enei Hashem Lokecha Va, meaning the eyes of Hashem are always there. We've seen this passage a few times. Me'reishis Hashana al Achrishana. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this Hashgacha on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year to see what it needs, to see what Gzeros. He's always looking at it. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Itim Litova. He says sometimes at the end of the year he has to change it to good. And Itim Lara. Sometimes at the end of the year he has to change it to bad. So Itim Litova Ketzad. What does it mean sometimes for good? Hareshayu Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim Rosh Hashanah. Bnei Yisrael were evil on Rosh Hashanah. Upasku lahem Yishon Mu'atim. So the Beis Din Shomala made a psak in that they shouldn't have a lot of rain. Lesof, but during the year, Chazar Behen. Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. So lahosif aleihem yeshar. To bring more rain, he can't do. Ah, right away. You see, why can't he just do it? It's a rabim. You'll rip up the Gzar Din. You see here, he can't do that. That's the kasha. Chazar Behen, so Yishon Mu'atim was Chazar Behen lahosif aleihem yeshar. Shekvar nixor gzeira, because he already has the gzeira, right? Once it's written, it's done, right? Ela kodesh baruch hu mor ridon bizmanan ala aretz hatzricha lehen hakol lefi aretz. So what does he do? There is water. There is supposed to be rain. So he makes the rain at specific times in the right places. He does the rain very strategically. It only falls in the places that need the rain, and only falls and it takes all the amounts it's supposed to fall in the other places, and he brings them to the. You know, he plays around, but he can't rip up the Gzar Din, which is a kasha of Yochanan, who said that the tzibor, who does tshuva, even after the Gzar Din can be ripped up. Let's just continue the braisa. He says, itin the ra, okay, so that sometimes Hashem has to change the din, which has to look at the din, the ra, for evil. Haresha Yisrael, we have Yisrael, tzadik and gemur Rosh Hashanah, they were tzadik and Rosh Hashanah, who paskol and gishom and rubim, and they're supposed to get a lot of rain. Like so chazar v'hen, and then they do averos. So lifkos, ESR, to diminish the amount of water that falls, you can't do shekfar nigzer gzera. You can't change the gzera. Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moridim Shlo Bezman. What he does, he takes the rain and he has him rain in the wrong times. But Arch in Esrich Land, he puts him in the forests, the areas that don't have anything to grow. Right, so therefore, the Tova, the Gemara said, we just asked the question. The Tova, why does he have to change it? Why Mia Likri the Gzardin, Losif Lu? Why can't he just tear up the Gzardin and add more rain? He says, Shani Hassam, there is different. The Efshar Bahachi. The Rabbi Yochanan says, no, listen. Normally, the Tzibur can tear up the Gzardin. Even after Gzar Din. Here he doesn't do it, because there's a way to play around without uprooting the Gzar Din. The Gzar Din was going to be X amount of water, rain is going to fall. I don't have to tear up the Gzar Din. I can just make the rain cold at certain, precipitous times, during the right areas, at the right times. So he doesn't have to rip up the Gzar Din. If he doesn't have to, then he won't.
Very insightful to read, to learn this in the middle of an
Oriester. Yeah. It's raining a little bit, I'm sorry. So Tashma, another kasha on Rav Yochanan. This is the parak of Tehillim that teaches us of the four people who have to say thanks to Hashem. The people that feel sederach and say birchas hagomel. But this is that part. There's that pasuk. It says Yordei Hayam ba'aniyos osei malach v'mayim rabim heim ra'ub masei Hashem v'niflaos b'mitzvah. It continues, and then it says Vayomer v'yamad ruach sarah v'tromim galav yachogu v'yinoh k'shikor. It waves back and forth like a drunk. They cry out to Hashem, Yodu Hashem Chazdo, Hashem will bring out the wondrous for Niflosav, L'chol B'nei Adam, it says, Asa Lehen Simanos. So around all these psukim, around these four little psukim in that perek, there are these simanim, there are these backwards nuns, like you have in the parsha of Ibn Saharon, you have these backwards nuns there as well. So we ka'akin v'rekim b'torah, we darshin, like these are ach v'rak b'torah, which means they're coming to make a miut. Belomerlach, to tell you, Sa'aku kodim Gzardin, if they call out before the Gzardin, then ne'anim, then they're answered. Sa'aku la'achar Gzardin, but if they call out after the Gzardin, then they're not answered. So you see that we have multiple people here, and even after the Gzardin, it will not change. So Gemara says, no, ki yichidin damu. These people, just because these people are on the boat together, they're not a tzibor. Tzibur is people come together all the time. They come to daven and shul. That's a tzibur. These are still individuals. It's just a multiple of people, of individuals. That's why the drush is made that they only can tear up. The tshuva only work before the gzar din, but not after the gzar din. Another question. Tashma, you have a question. Shala biluria hagioris. So biluria hagioris seems to be, the Gemara in Yavama says that she was a queen, and she converted along with her servants. It's Gemara in Yavama Staf Mem Vav. Okay, so let me sit this aside. So Tashma, Shala biluria.
Is also Maseches Gerim.
Right, I didn't want to say that. What's Maseches Gerim? Maseches Katanos, right? Maseches Gerim, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel.
Right.
Okay, so Tashma, Shala biluria Gioris, as Rabbi Gamil. She asked Rabbi Gamil, Ksibis or Eschayim, it says in your Torah, Asher lo yisa upon him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't play favors with anybody. He doesn't see their face. Nevertheless, it also says, Ksiv, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will show you favor. So, it's mashma that he is. So the Gemara says, Nitbala Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. In the meantime, when she was asking Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Yossi HaKohen came in, and Amrullah, and says to her, Emshol lach mashal. Let me draw for you a parable. L'mad Dover Domer, what is this similar to? La'adam she noshe v'chavei romana. So, you owe me $100. I'm going to get money for you. I want to collect. V'kavolos man b'fnei ha-melech. So the borrower says to the lender that I will pay you back at a certain time. V'nishvalo b'chayei ha-melech. And he swore on the life of the king that he's going to pay it back at that time. Higiyaz man. So that time that came below paro, and he doesn't pay him back. So now we've got two problems. Not only has a ben adam l'chaveru problem, which he didn't pay him back, but he was pogim in the kvod of the king, because he swore in the name of the king. So bal v'payis es ha-melech. So he comes to try to appease the king, the fact that he was pogay in his kavod. Amr lo, so the king says, elboni mochalucha. What you did to me, that's fine. Balechu payis es chavercha. But I can't help you with your friend. You got to deal with your friend now. You owe me the money. So hachanami, so too here. Kan, what does it say? Yisa Hashem panav elecha, which is Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu, does show favor. That's ba'aveiro sheben adam l'makom. For ben adam l'makom, Hashem says, no problem. I can forgive you. I'll show favor. But Kan, but the pasuk which says Asher lo yisa upon him, Hashem says that's ba'aveiro sheben adam l'chaveiro. Sorry, the first one was ben adam l'makom. The second one is ben adam l'chaveiro. I can't do that. Hashem says you have to appease your friend. You have to go to him. So that's it. Then Achabar Rabbi Kiva limeid. Rabbi Kiva gave a different answer to answer the Harris steer in the psukim. He says, Khan, the first pasuk of Yisa Hashem Pam Benilecha, that Hashem will show favor, that's Kodem Gzardin. That's before the Gzardin. But where he doesn't show favor is La'achar Gzardin. That's a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. No, it's not a Kasha, because we're talking about the Yachid. And still, the Tzibor after the Gzardin can still have the Shufa work. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.